assurance of God's presence. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. Assurance of God's protection. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. No scourge come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation.
Our second reading this morning comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. I wasn't familiar with this reading or this verse until the evening that we met our new pastor. And she gave us a brief devotional, and this was the passage that she used as the basis for her devotional. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of God for the people of God. Well, as I said, Pastor Olga's in Cedar Edge, and it just happened to coincide. I serve on the staff parish committee with Art as our chair, and Sharon Murphy, and several other people, and we felt that it might be good to have someone talk about the coming change. Seems we're saying that word a lot today, aren't we? It's almost like we're overusing it a bit. But I don't know about you, but for me, the last year and a half has been a lot of change. Some days I feel like I just want to turn off every device I have, lock the doors, turn off the lights, go in the basement and pretend nobody's home. NPR runs an ad where it says something like, you know, it feels like we get 1 year's worth of news every 24 hours. And sometimes it seems like that. It can be overwhelming at times. Change is not always good. Sometimes it can be bad. Sometimes it can, you know, it seems bad at first. Then maybe years down the road, we like to believe that that change led to other changes, things like that. Like, for example, I've said in the past that had my father not passed away when I was younger, when I was 16, we would not have moved back to Illinois, which I hated. I would not have wanted to get out of Illinois so badly at age 18. Probably wouldn't have joined the Air Force, stationed in Utah, where my first day in the state, I met the woman that was going to become my wife. scientists would say, well, you know, that's nice to think it, but, you know, who knows. But I can also say, even if I want to paint it with a positive spin, the 30 years after that my mom lived, even though she remarried, I guarantee you, till the day she died, she did not see a positive thing about the love of her life dying at such an early age. So, you know, there's good and there's bad, but I think this is going to be a very positive change. And don't take that the wrong way. You know what I mean? It could be very easy for people to think he's bashing Pastor Olga, and I'm not at all doing that. I love Pastor Olga. I credit her with pulling me out of my shell a few years ago and getting me back involved with a few things. But on July 1st, things will change. Now, one thing that some of you may have heard, and there may be a little bit of concern about, typically when we change pastors, the pastor that is serving currently packs up their belongings, they ride off into the sunset, going to a new assignment. That's not the case. Pastor Olga is going to stay in the area. She is going to live here in her retirement. Same house, same everything. So we're going to be bumping into her. The thing is, there is an expectation within the United Methodist Church and pastors that after they're done serving, like when she retires on July 1st, she is not supposed to have contact with this church for a period of 1 year. She's made a lot of friends in this area. A lot of you enjoy spending time with her socially. How's that going to work? I could see some, you know, and especially out of concern for Pastor Olga, you know, my thought was, you know, she's retiring. She has given 150% of her life to this church for the last 6 years. And we're all of a sudden going to lock the doors? I mean, what is she going to do? I mean, that almost seems cruel. But she wanted me to express to you, first and foremost, that expectation is upon her, not you. You are not expected to keep your distance from Pastor Olga for a year. Everybody understand that? Her expectation is basically not to interfere with the new pastor trying to create a spirit and a connection with the congregation. You know, when I first started going to the United Methodist Church at Trinity a long time ago, we had 4 retired pastors in the congregation. 3 of them were pretty quiet. The 4th, not so much. But everybody loved him. And I'm sure there were a few conversations at times. And it was also very nice for the pastor to have, when they wanted to go on vacation or something, they had all sorts of backups. But the most important thing, and I think we heard this when Pastor Steve left, but not just for the new pastor, but for Pastor Olga as well, we all need to commit our hearts, our minds, our souls to Pastor Cherie and let her have a chance at doing this job well. That means letting her baptize your children, letting her perform weddings. If for some reason you wanted to ask Pastor Olga to perform a service for you, the proper channels, the proper way about it is to ask Pastor Cherie, and she would invite Pastor Olga to perform that function for her. It is inappropriate for congregation members to ask Pastor Olga on their own. I hope you understand that. I hope it doesn't seem just overbearing. But it really is to help the new pastor create that bond with their new congregation and to give them a chance to become one with us. I also think I know Pastor Olga well enough that I don't think she would take it as a compliment if anyone she had helped guide for the last 6 years didn't offer that support to their new pastor. I think she would think that looked badly upon her and that she had maybe not done her job very well. So one way that we can honor her, I believe, is to support our new pastor wholeheartedly. One part of that, one aspect of that is let's try and be careful not to, you know, when we're in conversation, say, well, when Pastor Olga was here, or, you know, we used to, and, you know, most of the time that's just conversation. Sometimes it's not, sometimes it is. And I know you're all very nice people, you know, I'm not saying we have to walk around on eggshells or anything, but, you know, if you've probably been in a job before where you've changed positions or you've gone to a new job and they say, well, the last guy, and you're like, I'm not the last guy. As I mentioned with the kids, and this is something that the staff parish committee, I think, will be contacting you about here very shortly. We need to come up with a way to express our appreciation and our thanks to Pastor Olga in a way that is appropriate and that will mean a lot to her. And we've got 3 months. Seems like there should be a way that we can get something done. Something I always liked that Pastor Steve did was, like at funeral services, he would have papers out that he would ask people to write personal notes and fold them up and put them in a bowl for those grieving to read maybe months down the road. And I could see how that could be very, very beneficial, very supportive. You know, a couple weeks later when the calls stop coming and people stop coming by, you know, you can pull these out, you've got a little bit of time, and it helps you reflect. I do know that Pastor Cherie said that she's not going to be a total stickler on, you know, that separation rule, but obviously we need to assume that it needs to be abided by until we hear differently, I would expect. But other than that, I think that's about it. Short and sweet this morning. But I just, let's focus on not just welcoming our new pastor joyously, but sending out and helping our current pastor enter retirement joyously. Let her know that she did well that she's made a change, that we're going to be here for her when she needs us. That this is not the end of her relationship with Mountain Vista.